This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got Mackenzie with us. So we had a Braves announcer on TV get a girl's number on the Braves television network. Do we have a little bit of this? We don't got to go through
We've
the
got
whole thing.
Too much of it.
All right, let's see if we can go parse through it as quickly as we possibly can. Go ahead and hit it.
Wiley, how are things up there at the Corona rooftop?
Things are pretty great, Brandon. We're having a lot of fun up here at the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lauren's, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about rooting for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
So he ends up getting the numbers. He asks them for the numbers on the air. He gets their numbers. And this has taken the internet by storm so far this morning because there are plenty of people like, hey, you know what? Shoot or shoot, you shoot your shot. I wondered, can Mitch do this with the Lake County Captains?
I'm still trying to figure out what the hit was supposed to be.
It's one of those probably selling the new areas of the ballpark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, they call it the Corona rooftop, even though I think they're, you know, they're on the road there, if I'm not mistaken, because he's saying rooting for the Braves or whatever. I mean, it's an 8-4 baseball game.
They're in Toronto, right?
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yes.
So they're definitely just trying to kill some time.
Yes, they are.
They sped up the clock, and they're still trying to kill time.
And sideline reporters, Kenny, as you know, if you've got something to say, you just say into because you're not live
they've
all the
changed
time.
It now, yeah.
But you could go, hey, you can come to me. I've got something. And what's the thing you got? Oh, I'm just with two random
and generally
women.
It's... You're talking right into your mic, but they have your audio feed down, so the producer still hears you, or whoever's on the other end still hears you.
So it seems like the internet's 50-50. The internet is half, they like this, and this is cute, whatever, and then there's a lot of people are saying this is completely unprofessional. So Mackenzie joins us right now, because we're guys, I have no idea. Mackenzie joins us right now. Can Mitch do something like this over at the cat? Unless it's specifically written in the rules, like, you cannot do that, don't you dare do it. Would you? Would this be something that Mitch is allowed to do?
I think over the loudspeaker he should.
Because it's part
bold.
Of the show.
It's part of the show.
Yeah,
Mitch, if you see a cute girl, put yourself out there and do it.
Wow. I appreciate.
Okay,
I appreciate the advice.
There we go.
But I don't know if the loudspeaker is the same dynamic as just being a guy down on the sideline report. And he's with those two girls. I'm basically broadcasting it over to potentially hundreds of spectators.
You're like a disembodied voice. But you're just up there.
You are.
Like I am right now.
The voice of God, yes.
So I find this interesting. Tegan Brown is a television reporter in Carolina. She says, I don't really comment on stuff like this, but glorifying this moment is not okay. Ooh. If this were a female reporter, people would call it unprofessional. But it's a male reporter, which means people will find it funny and tweet about how great this is. We thought it a little bizarre.
I did think it was a little bizarre.
But funny. I admit.
Yeah.
Would we have gone off if it was a female? If she was making a move? First of all, how many females would need to make a move in that scenario? Normally, it's the other way around anyway.
There's another female perspective here, and she is, I'm not going to give her name. She has her own show that she could do it on.
Okay.
Says, doing it in public so he doesn't get rejected. Weird, gross, desperate.
That man, he had
strong.
No game. He wasn't trying to be weird.
Let's play just a little bit more.
Yeah.
number.
He said they told me to get your name.
That's, I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now. She didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So could they do this like they do, like when sometimes when like people do the they ask to get engaged and they stage it and the girl turns the guy down on getting engaged on the score? You've seen that before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I don't think it did not come off like that. And TV production's a lot different than
Audio Braves
a
TV.
Ballpark production. The ballpark production, you absolutely do things like that where like two people are doing something and somebody dumps a bucket of popcorn on their head. Like sometimes those are a little reveal the curtain type of stuff. But
I mean, you could absolutely turn a guy, even in that moment, can you turn a guy down?
You can, yeah.
If
you
listen,
it definitely wasn't fake. If you listen to the beginning of the clip, she says her name is Lauren.
Well, it's not. I'm not saying it's fake.
He goes, Lawrence.
Yeah, nice. Lawrence.
He calls her Lawrence.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Gets her name
I forgot
wrong.
About the Lawrence part. Yeah,
yeah, but does it seem like they're establishing
what
some rapport there?
What is up, Scotty? What's up, my man?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were waiting on Lawrence. Sorry, go ahead, Tone.
So does it seem like they're establishing a rapport there? Are they building chemistry? Are they under the gun because they're on TV and the light and the camera's directed right at them?
He just seems a little awkward in the moment. I think it's cute, like I said. I think
seems
it's
young.
Harmless. You know what? People get mad because men don't, you know, shoot their shot anymore. Well, here he's doing it. And now everybody's...
But I don't know if he's serious. Is he serious or he could be just like, hey, thanks for playing along. Have a good
Could
night.
Be, regardless, who
well,
cares?
Well, it depends. If he's in Toronto, is there more games in a series? Does he have a couple nights at the
it's
hotel?
Monday, yeah.
Does he get to go around? Yeah.
It's American League versus National League. I don't think there's going to be many more times they go up there.
Who cares? I mean, he's there right now.
You do now? Every year you go.
He's got a per diem from either the team or the network paying him, so he have a nice steak dinner that night.
There's two of them, if they're interested.
Now he's got a pick two. Or...
How about the other friend that didn't get asked the number? How does she feel?
Oh, I didn't realize. Yeah, I
think she might have been unavailable.
Oh, that makes it easier.
Yeah, I can't
okay,
see her
good.
Hand. But he's got to navigate that. Good. That's all part of the game.
That's interesting, Mackenzie. We thank you. And
it's crazy that someone could meet their future spouse on a TV hit.
Yes.
Yes.
Who would do that?
That's a good point, Ollie.
Sounds like I need to get on TV.
That's true.